6. What is the lesson name? Lesson name?
Transcendental knowledge.
What is the transcendental knowledge? Can anyone simply tell? What is transcendental knowledge?
Seeing hidden hand of Krishna in each activity.
Why it is called transcendental? About three modes, very correct. We are all influenced by three modes. This knowledge is making us to go away from the influence of three modes, where Krishna is seen. Got the point? Transcendental knowledge is just like a boat taking from three modes to spiritual world. Netu or question ketanga the Mataji. Veena Mataji. Adudiya idi. கொஞ்சம் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பண்ணலாம் நான் நினைக்கிறேன். வாட் வாஸ் தட் க்வெஸ்சன்? த மாதாஜி க்வெஸ்சன், ஹவு வி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் டெல்லிங் எஸ் நோ வெயிட் இஸ் ரைட். ஐ சிம்பிளி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த டைம் கன்ஸ்டன்மெண்ட் ஐ பிரீஃப்லி மென்ஷன் தட் ஒன், பட் டுடே ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு டெல் யூ இன் டீடைல். யூ கேன் ஈஸிலி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் ஒன். I told one more thing also. Accents speak louder than the words. Krishna is seen when we go to mode of transcendence. Everybody understand? As long as we are in the influence of Maya, we cannot see Krishna as though Krishna is present. This transcendental knowledge takes us beyond three modes. Then we can see the presence of Krishna. Okay? So now we are all generally influenced by the three modes. Isn't it? And we are praying, Krishna, please help me. Krishna is telling yes, no, await. Isn't it? Krishna is speaking. He is in transcendental mode. And we are in Maya's influence. So as though he speaks, we cannot hear that one. Isn't it? Isn't it or not?
Yes.
So he is conveying the message to us through accents. Somebody is standing on the terrace of that building. He is speaking something. Can we hear? But he will tell, come. Don't talk. If we act, we can understand. You understand? So when we go away from the influence of Maya, we can directly speak to Krishna.
Action.
Yeah, no action required. Even the speech. Speech, as I am speaking, you are hearing. As you are speaking, I am hearing. No. I need not do any action. But normally those who are the preachers, they gesticulate. Because sometimes the people, they don't understand what I am telling. But by the action, at least. Isn't it? That's why we say, accents speak louder than the words. You understand? If you go beyond the influence of Maya, then we can directly speak to Krishna. Now also Krishna can speak, but we don't accept. We don't hear properly. So he is action. What is the action? The reaction. Anything is happening here, that is the... He is speaking to us through actions.
Reaction is the action
of Krishna. Our action is different. Isn't it? Now everybody understand, no? So Krishna is speaking to each and every one of us through his actions. Which is our?
Reaction.
Very correct. Now everyone understood this one? This concept is very, very important. How best we can understand that Krishna is loving us. Isn't it? As though we are the rebellious children of Krishna, still Krishna loves us. Krishna wants us to become perfect and complete.
This stage, whatever is happening,
yes.
So we should be happy.
Even he is giving us. You have to accept it.
Happy.
Yes.
For his pleasure.
That's why we are telling anything happening, you should accept it as the mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? So then only we will get actually what? The supreme spiritual peace. Today's fourth part named Attaining the Supreme Spiritual Peace. You got the point? Everyone should understand. There is no mistake, no one can pinpoint any mistake in Krishna, but everything is within us. Isn't it? It's not nice? Everybody understood now? How Krishna is speaking to us. As though we're unable to hear him, through his action, he is replying us. Okay? So the supreme peace, what is the peace means? Peace formula. What is the sloka in Bhagavad Gita? So if we understand the truth, then we are happy. If we don't understand the truth, then we are not happy. That's the point, ultimately. If we understand the truth, then there is no more suffering. If you do not know the reason, then we are suffering. What does it mean? If you know the reason, we are not suffering. We can correct our mistake and we can lead very nice life. If you don't know the reason, then what is the correction? How can we be? Krishna is telling, even in this life you don't have any peace. Even the next life you don't have any peace. If you don't understand the truth. So Krishna is the bhokta enjoyer. So peace means we are in blissful status. Anything comes, we are not disturbed. We are happy. Isn't it? So many people, they are materially peaceful. They got all the facilities. Isn't it? But they are not happy mentally. For that one, the reason we had to understand this material world, at every step there is blazing fire. Now we have to understand what is this fire. Fire means that destroys everything. Isn't it? No one can escape from fire. Isn't it? So all the reactions what we are getting are also like
fire.
Actually, if someone is getting some reaction, unpleasant reaction, he's not in a normal condition, abnormal condition. Isn't it? In fact, we do not know the reason, the fact we do not know. So we have to understand all that. The fire means that destroys everything. It means that destroys everything means what all destroyed, that we have to understand. Unwanted things. Krishna's divine arrangement is like that one. The fire destroys the unwanted things within our heart. You understand? The fire is very good. Without fire, we cannot cook. Without fire, we cannot do anything. It is very, very important. But at the same time, it is very, very dangerous. Isn't it? So many things we are hearing from a kitchen of all the people. Without kitchen, we cannot survive. But so many dangerous events happening there also in kitchen. Particularly the gas and the blood, so many things happening. This, that and all, it's very, very dangerous. So we have to handle it very carefully. If neglectfully we act, then it is dangerous. So we have to be very, very careful. The same fire, just think like a lamp. What the lamp does?
Use light.
Lamp, no, that is sacrificing itself and mitigating darkness, also giving light to others. The fire destroys others and it enriches, enhances itself. The flame that is increasing. You have to see the contradiction. Here, the wick is there, the fire. It is sacrificing. It is destroying. Completely destroys others. But it one, it destroys itself and then mitigating darkness as well as giving light. Isn't it? The same source is the same fire only. You understand? So how nicely Krishna is creating this world. This light, the sun are not available in
spiritual world.
Now what do we have? Because we need it, Krishna provided that one. Otherwise that's not necessary. In there, there's no electricity also. No sun, no moon. Will you not take any oil or any wick or any this one lamp to have the light? That's not necessary there. So the blazing fire that destroys everything. But it is useful as well as dangerous. We have to be very, very careful in handling that one fire. Isn't it? And we can see why this one created by Krishna. Because we have the desires. We are doing some actions. Why we do actions? Why we have to do some action? Because we are not satisfied with what we have. We want to get something more which we don't deserve, which Krishna has not provided us. Isn't it? That's the thing we are. Trying to get that one. Actually, that's not necessary, according to Krishna. That's why Krishna did not give that one. We are trying to do what Krishna has not given. Isn't it? Now, I'm actually remembering this class in Bombay. Every Friday we have in Car Road on program. There the hall is there, and next door, the TV sound is coming like anything. Intentionally they put. Now also I am hearing, they are deaf or what, I don't know. They are putting that much volume. You are not hearing that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? So just like that, there every Friday we have the program. And the neighbor, they intentionally put full volume. So this is the material world. Krishna is also providing that one, So how best we can tolerate, how best we can preach them. This and all the chances Krishna has given us. Okay? So this way, we don't have something, we are trying to get that one, then that becomes an action. Any action we are doing for our own satisfaction, then this is material action. But the same action we do for the pleasure of Krishna, then that becomes spiritual. We have to eat something, isn't it? We are cooking only for our own eating, then it is material. We are cooking and offering to Krishna, and then we are honoring, then it is spiritual. Is there any difficulty in this one? Transforming material to spiritual is difficult. Krishna is teaching us. For that also we need fire. Even if you take to digest that one also, we need fire within our stomach. There is fire also within our stomach. Isn't it? So like that one, Krishna is helping in each and every action of ours. We have to cook, but make it spiritual. Isn't it? This action. If we offer to Krishna and honor, then we don't have reaction. Then there is no reaction or like
fire.
So there is no destroy. We are not going to get destroyed. It means we are not going to be suffered. You understand? We are not going to face any suffering. There is no reaction. If we do the same thing, not for us, but for Krishna, we don't suffer. Got the point, no? So the reaction, why Krishna is giving reaction? is giving reaction for us to understand our shortcoming, our mistake. We should understand why I am suffering. Who is thinking why I am suffering is?
Intelligent.
Intelligent. Not one who is drawing 1 lakh rupee and having so much debt. He become debtor, is happy? Which is better? Isn't it? So the intelligent means?
Why
I am suffering. Why he is suffering? That is the reaction. Why the reaction? Is action is not satisfactory. This is the answer. Everyone is suffering this world. Isn't it? Everyone is suffering in this world. They are also suffering because of our sound. To mitigate their sound, they are increasing their sound. This dog sat down on the road, one box. The other dog said, oh, you can only bark, I cannot bark. Your voice is better than mine. No, I am going to show my voice. Same thing, dog's mentality. But in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, that's not there. I told yesterday also, no? Yesterday somewhere, there is no envy. Radharani and then Chandravali. They are the competitors. But they don't have any envy. Isn't it? So that's the best. Isn't it? So, what I was telling?
Everyone is suffering.
Everyone suffering in this world because the sufferings are reactions. The reactions are because of their previous unsatisfied actions. Unsatisfied means to whom? To Krishna. You understand? For the solution, now I am suffering. I am not understanding why I am suffering. I am not accepting this as the reactions. I am not considering my previous states. Then what we do? We try to escape from that problem. In Krishna consciousness, there is no escapism. You got the point? This and all we already got, isn't it? So in Krishna consciousness there is no escapism. Anyone who is trying to escape, they are doomed. They are going to suffer life after life. They don't find solution. What the solution? They consider themselves, these are the reactions for my unwanted desired activities. So I have to change my activity by reading Vedas, doing atonements, doing some this and all. That's not going to mitigate our actions. That and all may postpone for some other time. Otherwise, that is changing the place from one to left to right, but they cannot mitigate. Only one can mitigate. Who is that? Krishna. Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam raja. No one else can mitigate the sufferings, the reactions of the suffer activities. Only Krishna can do. So we don't try to find a solution outside. Isn't it? We should find solution within. You understand? Then we can easily understand. Krishna never gives reaction to you for others' mistake. It is our own mistake, but we are attributing the charge to others. Because of him, I am suffering. Isn't it? We normally easily you say. We say everyone is bad, I am only the best. That is our mentality. Krishna is so good. and we do not understand that one, and we are so bad. And we attribute the charge to Krishna. Krishna is not at all looking at me, even after 20 years I am chanting Hare Krishna. Huh? We blame Krishna. The real thing we are not understanding. Isn't it? So the actions and reaction. Action is material action if that is done for our satisfaction. Isn't it? The same action we do for pleasure of Krishna, spiritual action. There is no reaction. Isn't it? There is no reaction. We are safe. We need not take one more birth. Huh? You understand? So don't find faults with anyone. Faults lying within us. We have to correct. There is no problem actually. What is now? The problem means? Problem means?
Reaction.
Problem means?
Absence of Krishna.
Problem means? Absence of Krishna, forgetting Krishna. The problem, the solution is within us. We have to correct. But instead of finding fault within us, we are finding faults with others. Isn't it? Huh? So, we are forgetting Krishna and attributing the charge to others. Isn't it? So it means we forget Krishna. Isn't it? As we forget Krishna, we are suffering. Don't tell anyone he is the cause for my sufferings. Even within husband and wife, don't attribute to others. It is only our fate because of our previous deeds. Everyone is child of Krishna. Even the wife is child of Krishna. Husband is child of Krishna. All are child of Krishna. And Krishna is not biased towards anyone. He is not partial towards anyone. He is equal to all. Huh? Isn't it? So individually, we are Krishna's part. As we have our hand, our nose, our ears, individual part. But within the whole, the body. So Krishna is the whole and we are his parts. Try to correct ourselves. Don't find faults. So this is very, very important point, that not finding faults with others and finding within us. For that one, and not to forget Krishna, we want not to forget Krishna and not to attribute charges to others and finding faults within us. We want transcendental knowledge. Please understand. Don't tell unnecessarily guru, guru, guru. How many people they become pure after taking initiations? It is not the job that I took initiation. Job is finished. Isn't it? Have you received transcendental knowledge? Can you able not attribute any charge to others? Can you able to find faults within? Can you able not forget Krishna? So this and all you have to learn. It's not simple, I took a guru, I am chanting 64, I am damn sure that going back home, back to Godhead. It's not like that one. You have to be complete and perfect. Then only you can go there, otherwise not. Isn't it? So that's why this transcendental knowledge is called sublime. Sublime means, can anyone define what is the sublime? So many times Krishna, Prabhupada also mentioned this is sublime. No? Sublime, yes?
Spiritual
is common thing. Oh, I am asking the explanation of the sublime.
Mellow,
there are so many mellows. That's the topmost, there is nothing equal to that one. It's sublime. There is nothing equal to that and greater than that one.
Unique
also has no meaning for this one. This is the topmost. Unique means even in the differences also there is no difference. We don't find difference. Unity in the diversity, that is the unique we can say. But this is a sublime. Sublime knowledge means the knowledge of understanding Krishna is called the sublime knowledge. There is nothing else is better than that one or equal to that one. Sublime. And also called, the transcendental knowledge is called sublime and pure. Something even impure also can be the topmost. For different people at different levels. But this is the pure as well as sublime. There is no contamination. So this way, we should understand the transcendental, how much it is important for a devotee, particularly for a ISKCON devotee. If you don't have transcendental knowledge, we are not at all devotee of Krishna. We cannot go to Krishna, we cannot think of Krishna. Isn't it? Transcendence means itself is the beyond three modes. Isn't it? You can see only Krishna after going beyond three modes. Otherwise we cannot see Krishna as though Krishna is present. Isn't it? If I am, my eyes are not good, he had some problems, without the specs, I cannot be able to see, as though there is something, isn't it? Like that one, Krishna is present. But still, we are influenced by Maya. That's why we are unable to see Krishna. So come out from the influence of Maya, we have to take this transcendental knowledge. This is that much important. This is sublime and pure. Pure means sublime and pure is the combination, phrase like we can say. It means that no one can contaminate it. No one can minimize this. The transcendental knowledge, we are referring to Krishna. Somebody may come and they may refer to somebody else and sell that one. No one can minimize like that one. That is not transcendental knowledge. So the pure and the sublime has that much power. That is the knowledge. In our Bhagavad Gita, we call this one as the king of knowledge or something. In that way also, that's the fourth chapter. Raja Vidya. Raja, there is no one is better than Raja for our understanding. For a king, kingdom. The king is the no one. Better than him or equal to him is the best of all. Like when this transcendental knowledge, because Krishna has put three modes in this material world in order to Krishna has put three modes in this material world in order to so better way
purification.
Better to make impossible possible. Impossible thing is to forget Krishna, to get detached from Krishna. That is impossible. But that is also made possible by putting this one. But to come out from that one is just like Abhimanyu knows how to get into Chakravyuha. But it doesn't know how to come out. That's why
he suffered. You understand? So it's just like Chakravyuham. We are all pushed inside that one. But we do not know how to come out. For that one we need transcendental knowledge. This is Bhavasagara. To come out from this one, we need the boat, transcendental boat. You got the point? How Krishna is helping us without disappointing us. He is fulfilling all the desires, whether that is beneficial for us or not, because we are adamant. We want anyhow, even that not beneficial thing also we want to get that one. That's where the problem. Krishna, lovingly, he put that three modes, and as well as he gave transcendental knowledge through parampara. That's why we need a guru master. That is the exemplary. Even Krishna is the exemplary. When he descended, he accepted guru. Yes, you were telling something?
You said Krishna is making us, the three modes is put to make this impossible possible.
That yes.
We are not, as the Atma, we are not supposed to forget Krishna.
Yes.
But by putting the three modes,
we have forget. Oh, there is no Krishna. That's why so many people are doing so many things now. Isn't it? You can see even in a family how many people they have the disputes, family members. We need not ask for the neighbors. Within the family, isn't it? So this and all? Ignorance. Selfishness. We are not surrendering to the Supreme Father Krishna. You understand that one? Vyavasayatmika buddhi, yekeya kurunandana. That's one point we should understand. We are all doing, even though we are doing different activities, the aim of each and every activity is to please Krishna, not for our pleasure. Isn't it? So such a transcendental knowledge, in that one, we are trying to see the hidden hand of Krishna. So this is very, very important. Each one of you should understand this point. And, don't attribute any charge to anyone. For any problem, you should see the hidden hand of Krishna and try to pray Him. Ask for apology. Then He will reveal you. This is the transcendental knowledge. What is the material knowledge? Not seeing the Krishna, attributing the problems to other, things to others, the charges to others. I am good, all others are bad. This and all. Influence of Maya. No. Mistakes. Offenses are lying within me. I have to correct myself. This is the transcendental knowledge. You understand? So this is that much. Isn't it? Krishna's, there is the glaring screen, light, that is making us not to see Krishna. Isn't it? That Krishna, with these eyes we cannot see, physical eyes. With the transcendence, divine eyes, we can able to see. Divine means not influenced by three modes. Isn't it? This we have to practice. Don't find faults with others. Correct yourself. This is the process actually.
It is
not this open secret. Now we are getting to something. What is that called? Faithless. Ignorant. The secret you are telling now. If it is secret for someone, he is ignorant and faithless. Please understand, this open secret, Prabhu, is secret actually, but it's open. But we are not accepting that one. That's why we are all
faithless.
And then ignorant. Anyone who is not accepting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is ignorant. Ignorant of absolute truth. He's not having transcendental knowledge. He's completely captivated by Maya. Isn't it? Now you have to understand, after even such a ignorant, faithless, accept this transcendental knowledge, they can become faithful. And for ignorant, what we can say, the best word? Sorry?
Cognizant.
Cognizant. Very correct word. Ignorant can become cognizant. Faithless can become faithful using this transcendental knowledge. What is that? Cognizant means? Sorry? Cognizant, only cooperation. That's not the, all the people, those who are looting a bank, they are very cooperatingly looting the bank. Awareness means how? They aware of the thing crystal clearly. You understand? Crystal clearly. Even if you go to one tank, water tank, what is there in the bottom? Rameswaram, the sea is like that, no? Crystal clear like, Everybody must have gone there, no? You can see, it is, the water is very clear, Even in Puri also we can find. Crystal clear. Cognizant means the person who is cognizant, he cannot say that, I am unable to see something here. He sees everything clearly and understands everything clearly. That is the cognizant. Otherwise he is ignorant.
So only with transcendental knowledge you can become cognizant.
Then only you can be able to see clearly. Then only you can see, you can find that when there is the absence of Maya. With the presence of Maya, we cannot see anything cognizantly. The name is there very nicely, Cognizant company, But all are not cognizant. Name is very good.
Spiritual name.
Everything is spiritual in Krishna consciousness, Everything is spiritual, but our quality should be like that one. If there is no quality, what is that called? English, I told that one. Lakshmi no money.
Misnomer.
Misnomer. That's called without you. There are pretenders. Duplicate. Isn't it? So this is the thing, ignorant. And ignorance. This and all due to our false ego and not accepting transcendental knowledge. Yes, that is the duty of a guru. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena. To that Guru, I am paying my obeisances. We have to come out from the three modes and accept the transcendental knowledge, implement in our life and see crystal clearly everything. Everywhere you can find, oh, it is so nice because of the support of Krishna. As this neck beats, so nicely arranged. Behind that one, inside that one, there is the thread. The thread is called like Krishna. Without the thread, we cannot make this very nice. Isn't it? Like that, nothing can be beautiful here in this material world without Krishna's support. Everything is beautiful because the presence of Krishna. And if you see only the beauty and not seeing the Krishna's hidden hand, then we are fools, we are not understanding the truth. We are seeing only the Maya's pastimes, not Krishna's. So in everything we had to say. When I remember, first before joining B.Tech, I got into B.S.C. chemistry. The very first class my chemistry professor came and he showed the chalk. In that one, each atom, the calcium, no chalk piece, each atom, he was telling chalk is so many atoms of calcium. Each atom is there. That much he was telling. Like that, to not only chalk, and he showed the blackboard and chair. Everywhere there is atoms. That much only they can understand. Now I can say, in each atom there is the Hiranyaka Krishna, the energy of Krishna, the nucleus. Isn't it? Without that one, it cannot react. Why the hydrogen and oxygen reacts and produce water? There is no life, no? Hydrogen and oxygen, 2H2 plus O2, that gives 2H2. That is inanimate. That's not animate. Hydrogen or oxygen. Isn't it? Anyone is here, chemistry people? Animate, inanimate? You remember this, no? I did in my, so many years back, 72. Because of the presence, these two, hydrogen and oxygen, combines together. Organic chemistry means you can see so many hydrogen, so many carbons, so many oxygens.
H2C5OH.
So this and all acting because of the presence of Krishna. Isn't it? Even we can say that the mountains are growing. Isn't it? So these are all the things. Presence of Krishna. In each atom, Krishna's presence is there as Paramatma. We are blind. We don't understand even the heart of our own husbands and wives. How can we are going to understand the Krishna's? Isn't it? Why we have the disputes? Because of the absence of the truth. Otherwise there is no dispute at all. We are all children of Krishna.
If the Krishna's hands, if we are able to see, then if there is a beautiful thing comes, we will see Krishna is more beautiful than this. That's why this is so beautiful. Like that, we will be able to...
The product has some quality. And the main thing also got some quality. Which got more qualities? Product or the main? So main is Krishna, is the source. Source, all these are the products coming. The products themselves are so beautiful. How much the source will be?
So at that point you will lose attraction for the product. You will see the main only. You will not see in the main.
But at least with using our intelligence, we should understand that, oh, this creator is so nice, this creation is so nice, how nice the creator will be. You understand? The creation, so good, so nice, so attractive. What about the creator of this beauty? He will be less attractive. Then, isn't it? So this much we should understand. Transcendental knowledge is not reading books and mugging up all those things, slokas, this, that, and all, and you are not doing any practically any devotional service to Krishna. What is the use? It's going on like this one only. Each one of us, must find our own mistakes and correct our mistakes. We are in jail. We are jailed. We are chained. We have to try to please Krishna. Isn't it? Wherever we are put into, don't try to escape from that position. Stay in that position and see the hidden hand of Krishna. Then only we can elevate. Otherwise not. Cannot escape. So this transcendental knowledge is so supplement pure. Please understand. We cannot be in ignorance. We should be in cognizance. We should become not ignorant, but we should become cognizant. You understand these points? In Krishna consciousness only, in ISKCON only this much knowledge. Only Prabhupada has given this much knowledge. No one else can give. I have not seen so far in my experience. You understand? And don't, we normally, we say others are worst, I'm the best. We don't give any importance for others. That's why we told yesterday, what is that one significant and?
Insignificant.
What is that in spiritual, realm?
Even insignificant is more significant.
You understand, no? Even the insignificant is equally important as more significant also.
In spiritual world.
If you want to make even this material world, spiritual world, you should apply even this one here. Don't neglect anyone. We have to give equal importance and make them Krishna conscious.
All are children of Krishna?
Yes.
Even the bloody red color only. By karma, even different families.
So we have to try to change their karmas. We have to feed them with Krishna consciousness, transcendental knowledge. So otherwise the Maya is very, very, what we can smart. What we are using, this is not smart. So Maya is very, very smart. She can even trick sannyasis also. That's mentioned there. Anybody read that one? Maya becomes like Krishna, duplicate Krishna. This is mentioned by Prabhupada also. And it tricks even the sannyasis. We have to be very careful. That's why yesterday I told one thing. The dog can recognize the master even if the master changes his dress. But we people, we don't. Isn't it? The dog, you can see that much faithful dog. Krishna has given that power of faith. Any dress, whether he is wearing very nice dress or very lungi or tan clothes, but the dog will recognize the master. So you have to understand the mercy of Krishna. You should get obtain mercy of Krishna. By that one you can recognize Krishna. So it is Maya Krishna, a real Krishna. And then Paundaka story is there. Paundaka, he claimed himself Krishna. Isn't it? Everybody knows that Paundaka story, no? So we don't want to be like that one. So Maya can fulfill all our desires. Because when sannyasi wants to play with Krishna, he wants to meet Krishna, Maya comes as Krishna. This also Krishna. Maya is also acting according to Krishna, sir. Because to fulfill the desire of the persons.
Krishna's agent.
They are all agents.
Vishwamitra's finance was disturbed by Menaka, even that is Maya.
That is the desire of Vishwamitra. It is not Krishna. Krishna does not want Vishwamitra to behave like that one. That's not the thing. Vishwamitra's, the point is, as though he is so much elevated, he has no devotion for Krishna. he is also trampled.
He was proud.
You understand the point? That one is saying. The same thing we have Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you may not be knowing. Chaitanya Charitamrita, even the Maya Devi comes. Then he won. He defeated that Maya Devi. He changed, transformed the desire of that Maya Devi.
He didn't say no, he told
me. That's all. He never said any negative things and all. His actions made her transformed. So, if you do anything without the mercy of Krishna, we are not successful. Please understand. How much we may go up, and if you fall down, what will happen? Better fall down from ground floor. Reaching 100th floor and falling down means gone. No way we are. So in the beginning itself, if you accept Krishna, without Krishna everything is zero. It may be big zero, big zero. Big zero or zero, small zero, both are the same value. No, I have so many big zeros means that is you are proud. You are proud of them. But it has no value. Before zero, if you put one, anything, if you keep Krishna, then it has some value. Otherwise, it's a big zeros, having no value. Isn't it? So the faith we should develop by hearing, seeing practically the Krishna is speaking to us through
his
actions. That is not pleasing us. So Krishna does not want us to do this one. Like this one, we have to understand and become, accept transcendental knowledge and become cognizant. You understand? If you become cognizant, then really our position will be supreme spiritual peace. We are blissful. Sachit Ananda. You understand the point? Attaining the supreme spiritual peace. There, no one can disturb you. In this material world, you may get some peace. You can be lonely in one palace. But still, you cannot control your own mind. But if you get the supreme spiritual peace, there is no mind. He is correct. There is no mind in spiritual world. What is the mind and what is the no mind? Even in the material world. How we can distinguish the mind and no mind? Why you are minding? Mind your business. We are telling now.
We think
means what? What is my point? Is what is mind and no mind? I don't mind.
I don't care.
So what? What does it mean? What do you understand from this my lecture? What is the mind? I was telling there is no mind also. Then you can easily tell what is my in this material world. Everyone has the mind. Even the pure devotees also have the mind. But still we can say he has no mind. Mind and no mind. What is the mind? What is the mind? Correct. Mind means we have our own selfishness, own desires. No mind means there is no self-desires, self-motivation. Everything is of Krishna. Then that is no mind. We have to think some deeply. My questions are related to what I am speaking. Don't use your residual knowledge. Isn't it? No mind. I don't mind, Prabhu. You do anything as you like, but I don't mind. Isn't it? I'm not disturbed. Okay? I'm not with you. So the topmost one is completely our mind is filled with Krishna. then in spiritual actually there is no mind of anyone, no one is going to get a subtle body. There is no subtle body, only in material world subtle body. In subtle body only mind is there. So if you go to enter the spiritual world, then our subtle body also gone. Only the spirit only have form, complete like Krishna now, he comes here, he doesn't have any, this one subtle body, no mind, no separate intelligence. Everything is within that spiritual body. Like that one, when we enter spiritual world, completely we have only spiritual thing. In that one only this intelligence, everything is there.
Gross spiritual body.
No gross and no subtle body there in spiritual world. Only the spiritual body. There is no mind. Our mind is only to please Krishna. We mind only to please Krishna. We don't mind to please ourselves or anyone else.
Spiritual body will be like what?
As you what you are having now. You have separate parts, but there is no parts, everything one. They are telling me, Mahabalipuram you go, there is the scripture, it is a sculpture. They made so many things with one stone. Only one stone, big things and all. They carved so many things, isn't it? Still that is available. In those days they made it. The carving is done so nicely. Like that in spiritual world, we don't have separate subtle body, gross body, mind, this, that and all. Everything is spiritual in this form. Human form, we have two hands. That is same thing, but not the gross and subtle body.
But without mind, how we will think?
You don't think anything else than to please Krishna. Why you need think? You are going to bazaar, market, and you do not want to buy anything. Why you want to carry your bag? You are going to the market and you do not want to buy anything. Why you want to carry? Why you want to take some burden with you? That's not necessary. You are not going to think anything. That's why mind is not necessary. Here we are thinking for our own self. That's why Krishna provided us with mind. So if you discard all the feelings in that mind and fill everything with Krishna's, then your mind has no value. You don't mind for anything. Like Sukadeva Goswami, he never minds for anything, isn't it? So many people are doing so many commotions. They're pelting even the stones over him. He never mind. Isn't it? That's the thing. So this way we have to accept transcendental knowledge and seeing Krishna sitting there. That's absolute. Krishna is absolute truth. Krishna very nicely is telling Mamaiva Amso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasasthani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karsadi. They are unable to control the mind. That's why they are struggling hard in this world. Like donkeys, early morning till late night, they are working. And funny is coming. Papa Baba Ma. Pavarga. You understand this point? Pavarga. Pa means funny. So this way, we are fools. We are fooling ourselves with the ignorance. We have to seek such a guru who can mitigate our desires like material desires like forest fire with the mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? Then we will become cognizant of the absolute truth. We can see Krishna as Krishna is. We can understand Krishna Tattvataha. Now you understand Tattvataha. Tattva means the quality of Krishna. We are seeing Krishna, the picture. We don't know what is the qualities of Krishna by seeing the picture. Isn't it? If you deal with Krishna, everyone, they want to become partners. They shake hands, they have a meet very nicely, everything, all they make, all the deeds, gifts, everything is very nice. But afterwards, what they are doing? One is cunning the other. One wants to fool the other one. Isn't it? Huh? So that tattvata we don't know. Our partners, tattvata, we don't know. That's why we can ask, he's a very nice person. He got this job that he was doing. He's having so many degrees, ABCD and all. So let us have partnership. Marriage also what? Today they are loving, I love you, you love me, let us have sex. Let us marry, tomorrow we will divorce. Because we are not understanding the qualities of that person. Tattvata, we never knew. But outwardly, the mayas, outward means maya. Inward means Krishna's. Outwardly we are seeing and we get attracted. And then we are disappointed. Tattvata, we have to understand. That's why Krishna is telling Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Karma, the qualities that we have. Palena Parichiyate. You don't introduce the person. It's activities. It's endeavors. It's achievements. Reveal who he is. Isn't it? Palena Parichiyate. So this way, please accept this transcendental knowledge. And use this knowledge to find our own mistakes, correct them, and see Krishna how nicely he is helping us. Isn't it? So this way we have to become cognizant of absolute truth.
Well, once actually, when I was in Sharjah, Jayadev Maharaj had come.
Jayadev Maharaj, yes.
Related to this, I asked him that why the people keep changing bodies. He said when you die, the gross body is burned.
Subtle body will carry.
Subtle body will carry, the mind intelligence falls.
Yes, correct.
And he said in the end, when you are end means when you are going to be pure, you are completely transcendental.
Then you are going to enter a spiritual world.
He said finally when you are going back home, back to the
spiritual world, okay.
He was telling all impure mind will become pure mind, intelligence becomes pure intelligence, and your ego falls into real ego, that you are the servant, still you remain the Vibhu Anu Atma, and the Vibhu Atma will be Krishna, he'll be...
Yes, correct, yeah.
But he told mind and intelligence are there, I wanted to get told, I wanted to check.
You see, I told that mind and no mind, in material world also, as though he is having the mind, we are telling no mind. I don't mind. I have mind. You can speak to him anything. Even nonsense also. I don't mind. It means what? I have mind or no mind. Both are same. In the spiritual world, in fact, even if you have the mind is no more material, spiritual. So I do not want to go contradictory to Maharaja's this one. But the statements, the conclusions are the same. You understand? Yes. That's only single. I can emphasize that point. There is no separate mind. The spiritual, the substance is there, no? Our soul. That itself, our complete body. As Krishna, when he comes, he never takes any material thing. There is no material thing for Krishna. Anything you call, so-called the material thing, that one, once it get connected to Krishna, that becomes spiritual. Then how can we say that there is material thing within Krishna? There is no possibility at all. Anything connected to Krishna is spiritual. Isn't it? So this is not the big thing, we do not want to waste our time. But as though whether it is mind is there or not, that mind is not our material mind. It is completely filled with
Krishna.
Krishna's. Isn't it? So this is like that one. So we have to, it is really, I'm telling this golden opportunity for all of us. That's very nicely Prabhupada has given us this much knowledge.
To finally do Krishna Tattva means
We know the qualities of Krishna.
The 64 qualities.
64 quality, anything, 64 quality is good, but that is only for theory sake, for practical purpose. Duryodhana, I will give you one example. Duryodhana and Arjuna both come to Krishna and sought help. Krishna told, I can give two things. One is myself, another is my army. Army means that can work for you. Me means I am not going to work for you. I am not going to take any weapon. I am not going to act. Duryodhana thought, Krishna is not going to do anything. Krishna is there just like that one is with Arjuna. But the army, Krishna's army. If ordinary army means, we can say we can negate that one. But Krishna's army, I'm sure of winning. But he never understood Tatvataha Krishna. As the Krishna is there, no Maya is going to come. No one can defeat Krishna. Duryodhana never understood Krishna Tattvataha. Arjuna understood. That's why Arjuna said, oh Krishna, no mind, you need not fight. You understand now? What is Tattvataha? That's very, very important. Hare Krishna, anything anyone wants to clear their doubts or clarification required? Yes?
If you do action for Krishna, we do not suffer.
For that action.
For that action. There are previous actions, millions of
that. How you did, we do not know. For that action. For every action, there is equal and the opposite reactions. But your reaction is, there is no reaction. Means, you are going to get some rewards. You are going to get some deposit in your spiritual bank. There is no reaction means that is not going to afflict you. That is not going to pinch you. That is not going to pain you. You understand? You are going to get some deposit in your spiritual bank. Reward. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaha. That is clear?
Is there any concession because...
There is no concession, there is no compromise. Please understand, spirituality there is no compromise. No concession. You have to be 100% cognizant and pure. Perfect and complete.
No discount.
No discount. Like, no bribing. In material world, particularly in India. So there is no bribing also.
Previously, you might have done a lot of actions.
That's why Krishna is telling Sarvadharma Paritaje, forget everything. Why you are holding that one still? You forget them. Surrender to Krishna. Accept the instructions of Krishna. You are free from all those things. I'm promising you. Krishna is telling, promising. Do not fear. This much guarantee is giving, and we are faithless and ignorant. That's why we are suffering. Your question answered? Yes. Anything? You see, one thief is there. He got one assistant. The assistant is helping the thief. The thief thinking, oh, my assistant is very good for me. You understand? The thief thinks that my assistant is very good for me. Some assistant, if he does something, mistake, even by mistake, under this thief, he rejects him. Isn't it? So we are in three modes. Maya Devi. What Maya Devi does? Keeping us from the reality. Away from Krishna. We are away from Krishna. And we are very much helpful to Maya Devi. We are not scolding Maya. We are not we are criticizing Maya. We are very much nice to Maya. Okay? This is very good. Maya Devi thinks, oh, you are very good. This goodness is good. Is it? That's why we say, even Shuddha Tattva, we have to go to transcendence. That goodness is only for this material world. That's why spiritual people say, in this material world, either good or bad, both are bad only. This is good for this material world. For Maya Devi it is good. But for Krishna's sake, it is not good. We have to transcend. The goodness is not that. Goodness means there is no that much bindings. So we can easily cross over. But the person in the tamasic gun, he got so many attachments, so many things. He cannot get released from these clutches easily. So he has to slowly come up and mode of goodness. Then he can easily cross over to mode of transcendence. Do you understand? That's why we say, even good, bad, both are bad in this material world. Finally, even the good people also, they have to leave behind everything. They cannot take anything. You got the answer for question? You understood it thoroughly? So we do not want to become good for this material world. Yes?
One more thing.
Wait.
So in one of my classes last week, Mataji is asking, all her actions she is seeing that
all her?
In her, all her activities or actions, she is telling that I am seeing as destiny. So I was explaining that destiny is separate and because of your free will you are acting. So destiny is that reaction which you receive. How best we can explain this point?
Destiny means what? What the destiny? If one thinks this is my destiny, he never acts for that one. He is very much satisfied with the destiny. Destiny is what? The final stage. That's not the destiny. Your final stage is you have to come out from the jail. So the person is so ignorant that he is in jail. He doesn't know what is his destiny, what he's supposed to do. It is only in the evolutionary process, he come and got the human form, but he has no knowledge. You understand? Destiny, don't say anyone is my destiny, means we are not going to correct our mistakes. This is excuse, like, this is my destiny, Baba. What is this destiny? Committing suicide is a destiny? Destiny, our destiny is to go to Goloka Vrindavana. That is our destiny. Isn't it? So they are ignorant. So we have to feed them Krishna consciousness. Our destiny is not this one. If one is slapping on your cheek, this is my destiny, you can... It's nice? No. You understand? So the preacher means you should explain them what is your destiny. Why you are thinking on your own. Your mind is cheating you. Your mind is your own enemy. Don't hear your own. Accept Krishna's. Accept Bhagavad Gita. This is the way we have to show them. Don't come to conclusions with your own ideas. That's not the perfect thing. You are not that much superior. There are so many superiors. You have to follow them. This way. We have to console them also. If they think that this is my destiny means, they are not happy actually. You have to console them also. With giving this Krishna consciousness. Yes? Yes, you were telling something?
There's a thing called fate.
Fate, destiny, both are similar, you can say. Synonyms, you can say.
So, with the Krishna consciousness, the fate can change because Krishna can change.
Yes, 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 yes.
So if we misuse the free will,
yes,
we are going as per the Maya.
Yes.
But if you apply the knowledge,
yes,
and the free will is used in the proper way,
yes,
you see the destiny which Krishna wants.
Yes. Yes. Fate also like this one, destiny only. Huh? This is my fate, Baba, what can I do? You have to do so many things. This is not your fate. This is the golden opportunity for you to correct your mistakes, the lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle.
The program is there at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
The Prabhu has come to pick me up.
Yes.
If I just say I am not well, I am watching a movie at home.
Yes.
But since I am misusing the free will, I know that Parameshwar Prabhu's class is there. That is good for me, which will make Krishna happy and me also happy.
Yes.
And if I choose to say no, I am not coming, then I misuse the free will and actually...
You are spoiling yourself.
Yeah.
You are spoiling your own golden opportunity.
So that is only because the fate. Our intelligence is there, we have to use it.
In a classroom, ordinary material classroom, when the bell rings, all students enter the classroom. Once the teacher comes, no latecomers. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the study actually. That is study, study, study. They are coming for studying, no?
Right.
That is the real study. If they want to understand, means they have to wait for the teacher to enter. It is not that when they are entering. In my mechanical class, that is normally in the first period, in my BTech, second year, whenever this comes, any latecomer, that my professor tells, you are too early for next class. he smashes like that one. That's what he has to do. He has to leave the place. He cannot enter. You are too early for the next class. So as how much you are showing your interest in learning this much, that much Krishna is going to help. If you become lazy, if you are not showing, then Krishna will also leave you slackly. That's all. He doesn't take any interest.
That is the misuse of free will.
In my college time also, I never cut any period. Each period we have to change rooms also. Each period of the attendance, I never, only once, this so happened that we went to that, we never went to any hotel and all. That day, we went to some hotel after taking the prasadam, that time is the meals, then there was one panwala, I don't know, something he has given, all the friends say we wanted to. I do not know, I'm not walking, I got giddiness, I do not know, I'm doing something, everyone is holding me. And then we got to into bus and we went to the college. I reached the college and then after seeing, you believe it or not, my class teacher told, today we are cancelled, this afternoon. Today we are going to class. Cancel the classes. Because how much he has faith in me. I never cut. I'm always first in my classes and all. I am not answering properly for what he's asking also. But we are the group of people. Always I am the leader for the group. I don't know what is put down. That's afterwards I understood something. I was really, I do not know. Something is happening. I do not know how to step onto the bus also. So this was that much. They hold me and we went to the class and I am just leaning on the table. Then the master came and he told what happened to him. He got like this one. So today we are not going to take classes. Please understand how much we are winning the heart of Krishna, that much we are happy. How much we are troubling Krishna, not accepting Krishna, that much trouble we are going to face. In those days there are no classes like the Gurukula. In Gurukul, everyone should be there. Guru comes late. Isn't it? That's the point. Everything is, what is that one? Karmana? Daiva Netrena. What all activities we are doing, that is Krishna's eyes are watching. Janto Deho Papadaye. Karmana Daiva Netrena. If you want to please Krishna, our activities should be so that Krishna is pleased. We cannot do anything for our own pleasure. That also Krishna is watching, and we will have no good impressions. Krishna will not have good impressions over us. You understand? So this way we have to win. That's why burnt with this MBA classes and all TA classes is there. Transcendental analysis. The book called Burn to Win. And there are so many things. How to relate with others. How to make everyone friend. So many books also there. MBA people. We should understand how best we can win the heart of others. But after coming to ISKCON only, I am also a little changed. Because I cannot deviate Krishna's principles. That's why. I cannot let them do as they like. I don't let them do as they like, but I want to let them do as Krishna wants. That's the problem.
The limits of
Krishna. Yes.
So one point you told,
yes.
In the material world,
yes.
Good or bad, everything is bad.
Bad, yes, correct.
Okay. And you also told that whatever is there, we are seeing good or bad, everything Krishna's hand is there.
Yes.
So we should treat them as bad, or we treat them as Krishna's hand, so I should do only good and the bad things, I should not treat them.
In the bad situation, you have to help them to make that bad good.
Right.
Why it is bad? It is lack of Krishna consciousness. You have to feed them with Krishna consciousness. You understand? We differentiate. Doctor never hates any patient. Isn't it? Whether he is millionaire or he is a roadpati or karodpati. Isn't it? He cannot differentiate. He has to treat the patient. Like that one preaches, also the doctor for the soul, he cannot differentiate whether he is the good man or bad man. Huh?
All are Krishna's
children. So, that bad person means we have to, by the mercy of Krishna, help them Krishna consciously. Handle him. You cannot say, don't come to me, don't come to my classes, you are so like this from that and all. We cannot say like that. It means we are hating really Krishna. We don't have mercy of Krishna to help such a person. It is impossible to help such a person without the mercy of Krishna. If you possess with the mercy of Krishna, you will never say. You got the point? On your own, you cannot help anyone. Only with the mercy of Krishna, you can help everyone.
So, Prabhu, one point, anything good or bad,
yes,
it is Krishna's...
Krishna is providing according to their desires and their reactions. The reactions may be bad sometimes.
Right. Mm. So whatever is there, I will take it as it is Krishna's only, so I should not hate them.
Yes.
I should not get attracted to them.
Then you will also become bad.
I should not hate anything good or bad.
Yes.
But at the same time, what you said is everything good or bad is bad. Mm. That means I know that I should not get attracted to any good or bad, because this is...
Why the good? Why we are telling good also bad? It is not connected to Krishna.
Absolutely.
That's why the good also becomes bad later on.
Right. But I should just say that it is Krishna's will and it is Krishna's hands. So
there is no Krishna's will. Please don't use that word. Krishna never wills anything. Krishna is doing the reaction for your action. Krishna wills when you surrender utterly to Krishna. When you lack something, Krishna will give. That is will. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Ananya chintayantoma. Then only Krishna interferes. Otherwise, he never.
But Krishna's sanction is there for all.
For sanctioning, he has to give the sanction. Because he is loving us. Whether the thing is good or bad, he has, because he got a strong desire.
Right. I have a desire to go and touch the fire.
Yes. And everyone is telling you not to touch that one. Isn't it? But still you are insisting.
So everyone is telling, Krishna is only telling through others, but I am still touching. So Krishna is telling, well, let him touch
and... Everybody was thinking, let me tell him. And Krishna is sanctioning them. That's what they are telling. It is very subtle thing, you should understand like that, brother. Without the sanction of Krishna, nothing is taking place. Now you got the point? So that's why we have to understand Krishna Tattvata as he is. I know Krishna who plays his flute at the dead of night, calling all the gopis and dancing. That's only I know Krishna. That is not the Tattvata how we know Krishna. Krishna can give lives even to the dead bodies. How he can do? That also we should know. The life to a dead body. Isn't it? That also we should. How a very small baby Krishna could be able to kill Putana. Huh? Then also we should understand, then only we can understand how Krishna is playing his flute and calling everyone dancing at the dead of night.
Krishna said, Parikshit Maharaj, you are actually the Brahma, Vishnu
and God. Yes, correct. That day, the 1 year gone, that one. Huh? No. So Brahma went to Brahma Loka and come back.
Not that. Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara, Dronacharya son is putting Brahmastra.
Correct. Yes. Because Uttara requested, Uttara begged Krishna to help. So Krishna's obligation to help her. She never took shelter from anyone else than Krishna. That we should also understand the point. That's why. Krishna is readily available to help us. Okay? Anything else? Okay? Time up, huh? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.